In this part of the test, you will hear longer conversations between two people. After each conversation, you will answer some questions about it. Choose the best answer to the question from the choices printed in the book. You should mark A, B, C, or D. There are 14 questions in Part 2. The conversations and questions on the audio will not be repeated. If you want to, you may take notes in your book as you listen. Please listen carefully. Once the audio starts, it will not stop. There is a 12-second pause after each question to give you time to answer. Now turn the page. Numbers 20 to 23.
Listen to a conversation in a store.
May I help you?
Yes, thanks. I was wondering if this pair of shoes is on sale. There's a sale sign hanging over part of the display table, so I'm not sure which shoes on the table are on sale.
I've had at least 10 customers ask me about this. We'll have to fix the display. Only the shoes that are under the sale sign are being discounted this week, not the ones on the left side of the table.
Oh, that's too bad. I really like this pair, but they're so expensive.
Yeah, it's a good brand. Did you see the black shoes that are on sale? They're a lot less pricey.
Oh, I did. Those are too casual, though. I need something suitable for a business trip.
Well, if you want, you can try the dressier pair on. And if you really like the way they fit, I can ask the manager if he'd give you a special discount. The store's good about trying to make customers happy. Want to give them a try?
Sure, thanks.
Number 20.
What is the store's problem?
Number 21.
Which shoes are on sale?
Number 22.
What did the woman offer to ask the manager?
Number 23.
What does the woman mean when she says,
"They're a lot less pricey"?
Numbers 24 to 26. Listen to a conversation in a university office for international students.
Welcome to the International Center. How can I help you?
I saw a flyer for the International Student Welcome Party, and I'd like to sign up, please.
Wonderful. You just need to write down your name and student identification number here. The welcome party is this Saturday at 7 o'clock. It'll be held in the university's West Meeting Hall, right next to the Student Union. It should be a nice opportunity to meet other international students. How long have you been with us here on campus?
I've been in the country since summer, but I just came to campus at the beginning of this semester, a little less than a month ago. I've had a good time so far, but I'd definitely like to meet some new people. It can be difficult to make friends when you're in a brand new place.
Yes, that's why we host this social event every semester. The party will begin with some introductions and fun activities to break the ice. Then we'll serve food and give everyone a chance to chat and get to know each other. Later in the night, there'll be music and games.
Sounds great. I'll look forward to it.
Number 24. Why does the man visit the office? Number 25. How does the man feel about his time at the university? Number 26. What does the woman mean when she says,
"The party will begin with some introductions and fun activities to break the ice"?
Numbers 27 to 30.
Listen to a conversation between a business owner and a customer.
Good morning. What can I get you today?
I'll just have a large coffee, please, with room for cream.
Okay. That'll be $1.50.
Sure. Say, the noise from the construction out there must be driving you crazy. I work around the block, and it's been bothering us. But to have it going on right in front of you...
Yeah, it's pretty bad. But that's not the worst of it. They've been working on the street all week, as you know. But starting Monday, they're going to rip up the sidewalk as well. It's going to be almost impossible for people to get into the cafe.
Wow. And for how long will that be?
Only a week, they tell me. But a week of business is a week of business. But what are you going to do?
I know. Well, I'm sorry to hear that. But you'll still see me coming in for my morning coffee next week.
Number 27.
What are the speakers mainly talking about?
Number 28.
Why is the man upset?
Number 29.
What is probably true about the woman's coffee drinking?
Number 30.
What does the man mean when he says,
"But what are you going to do?"
Numbers 31 to 33.
Listen to a conversation between a professor and a student.
Hi, Professor. I was wondering if we could talk about Saturday.
Yes, certainly. I think you're going to enjoy it. I could tell from the paper you wrote that you really got a lot out of reading the play, and I know that once you actually see it performed, you'll get an even deeper understanding, and there...
Well, that's just it, Professor. It doesn't look like I'm going to be able to make it.
Really? Why?
It's my job. I've talked to my supervisor, and I've tried to find someone to take my shift, but I'm not having any luck. My supervisor says I should have told him a month ago.
I'm really sorry to hear that. We were only able to get the discount on the tickets because I waited till the last minute. But I guess that leads to other problems.
But this isn't going to count against me, right? You said that attendance wasn't mandatory?
No, don't worry about that. It's not. It's just a shame that you'll miss out on a production that's said to be quite good.
Number 31.
What problem does the student have?
Number 32.
Why did the professor wait to buy the tickets?
Number 33.
Listen to part of the conversation again, then answer the question.
You'll get an even deeper understanding, and there...
Well, that's just it, Professor.
Why did the student interrupt the professor?
End of part 2.